Well, perhaps you've already cast your ballot. Maybe you're going to do it on Tuesday. But once you do so, where does it go? It goes to the St. Clair County Clerk's Office. And Jay DeBoyer is St. Clair County's clerk, and he's anxiously awaiting all those paper ballots heading to his office next week. Jay, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are you, and how's everything at the clerk's office right now?
We're doing okay. We're trying to stay ahead of everything. Elections are one of those things that, you know, as much as you prepare, you're always a little bit nervous about, you know, what got missed, what T didn't we cross? But, you know, it always, as we've said in the past, it always works out. We always, it always seems to come together at the end. And you know, a few days afterwards, the canvas starts and you get through that, and then you can finally maybe take a breath. But overall, we're doing good.
What have you had to do differently this year?
This year has just been unique because of the circumstances surrounding, obviously, the COVID-19 or the coronavirus. 2 years ago in 18, you know, the citizens of Michigan passed the No Reason AV, which frankly, you know, actually worked out, I guess, to the benefit and under this circumstance because of the desire by lots of individuals to not have to come in person to the polls. You know, so many new things get popped up at us literally sometimes on a daily basis, you know, from, you know, poll workers that maybe have been exposed and have to quarantine, so you have to backfill those things. You know, to obviously you've been paying attention in the news in the state of Michigan, the Secretary of State's directive on, you know, open carry in the polling places, and so we get lots of phone calls on those. You know, misinformation perhaps that's spread out there on media like Facebook about things like, you know, when's my ballot going to get mailed to me, which, you know, it's not going to get mailed to you unless you requested one. It's just been a very strange year from the perspective of there is a lot of new voters, a lot of people registering to vote for the first time. Obviously, like with any activity you might participate in, the first time you do it, you might not be as familiar with the details. So lots of questions. You know, we're getting bombarded at our office all day, every day with phone calls about it, as well as the local clerks are being hit the same way.
I want to go through a couple of those things that you mentioned, one being the open carry. Where do we stand with that specifically here in St. Clair County?
Well, I haven't opened the newspaper yet today, but as of yesterday, when I laid down to go to sleep, it was there was an injunction put in place that said that the order that came down from the Secretary of State's office with regard to prohibition of open carry in polling places is frozen, meaning that it's not in effect. So I don't know what to expect. I don't know if in the next 4 days we're going to see an appeal of that by the administration to see if that may be overturned or not. I don't know what to expect. But as of now, that prohibition has been overturned, or I should say an injunction has been entered against it. And as of right now, polling places are typical as they always have been with regard to the open carry of firearms.
There may be people out there, as you said, who are wondering when their ballot's going to get mailed to them and whether they requested one or they didn't. If they don't have a ballot yet, it's probably not going to show up in the mail by Tuesday. If they want to vote early or by absentee, what should they be doing at this point?
So, you know, this is a very unique circumstance. And you know, sometimes what upsets me or discourages me about this whole process at the election is that, you know, I understand that obviously elections by their pure nature are political, but, you know, the execution of the election, meaning what the local clerks, city and township clerks in the county clerks do, to me, that should be an unbiased thing that doesn't have a political persuasion drawn into it. So, you know, you get a lot of mixed messages. And what's been going on this year, and this is completely apolitical, is the U.S. Postal Service has been not very dependable. And so what I tell people when they ask me who are concerned about their ballot and getting a ballot or getting a ballot returned or voting a ballot or may not be able to go to the polls or are afraid to go to the polls perhaps because of the virus, I tell them you need to request that ballot from your local clerk. you need to, when that arrives to you, you need to vote that ballot and you need to drop it off in person at your local clerk's office. That is probably the most certain way that your ballot's going to make it back to your clerk through a AV system. You know, you're obviously your next, your best way to be certain your ballot makes it is you vote in person and you cast your ballot and you watch it go into the tabulator. But I realize that that's not a perfect option for everyone. So the next best would be to drop it off back to the clerk's office after you voted it. Third one, obviously, is that you're going to have to return it via U.S. mail. But I do encourage people to drop them off at this late point in this process.
Yeah. You posted something on social media the other day that captured my attention, and I, this is one of the reasons I reached out and said we got to get Jay on to talk about this. A lot of states have what they call early voting, and I think people that have their ballots in hand or have already had their ballots in hand for the last, gosh, month by now filled them out, they say, well, yeah, we voted early. It's early voting. But early voting is really something a little different. Explain the ins and outs of that.
Sure. What we have in Michigan is we have no reason absentee voting, which means that you can make a request of your local clerk for your ballot. You don't have to have a reason. You don't have to be out of town or out of your jurisdiction during the day, which actually used to be the law in the state of Michigan. What we don't have technically is early voting, and it's been a little bit discouraging to see, you know, and you look at the social media posts and you look at maybe some people who are operating from a more political perspective, sending text messages, sending unsolicited emails, posting things to Facebook about, you know, early vote, early vote, early vote. Now, conceptually, I understand what maybe people are thinking about that on early voting, but early voting is when you go to a location that is actually deemed a polling location. You actually vote your ballot, and your ballot's actually tabulated. In the state of Michigan, that is not the case. You go to your clerk's office and you get an AV ballot issued to you. Now, you can vote that ballot immediately and you can put it in your privacy sleeve of your ballot, and you can return that to your clerk literally immediately after you vote that ballot. But that ballot is not tabulated until election day. So what that means, and this is a question that in the last 3, 4, 5 days we've got, I don't even know how many phone calls about. But what that means is your ballot is still eligible to be spoiled up to 10 a.m. on Monday, the day before the election. So if you choose to change your mind about any one of the votes that you may have cast, you can go back to your local clerk's office, city or township. You can request that they spoil your ballot, and they will do that. They will reissue you a ballot, and you can re-vote that ballot. That's the slight variation between early voting and what we have in Michigan. So there is a distinction there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your vote counts, but it doesn't count just yet. Even if you've turned it in. Talking with St. Clair County Clerk Jay DeBoyer, election day is Tuesday. Jay, what do you want people to know about this year's election more than anything else? What's the one thing that, or things that you want to make sure everybody's aware of?
Well, I would just ask everyone to be patient with the returns. With the dramatic increase of AV voting, the process for your local clerk to tabulate everything on election day is daunting. We did a little bit of, you know, purely anecdotal, our own little non-scientific time study on the processing of an AV ballot versus the time it takes to issue, you know, Paul, you a ballot at the poll and you go vote it and you put it in a tabulator. It's between 7 and 10 times more labor intensive to deal with an AV ballot. So on face value, you know, we used to run maybe somewhere in the 20% range on AV ballots. I can see us being in the 50% to 60% AV ballots now. And to me, that's just a simple math equation. How long is it going to take me to tabulate all these ballots? Mm-hmm. And everybody wants results immediately. On election night, you know, the state is calling our office by 10 p.m. Now, bear in mind, the polls have been closed for 2 hours. They're calling us by 10 p.m. for results reported back to them. But the reality is, I believe that accuracy is more important than speed. And So what I would just say to the citizens of the county, be patient with your local clerks. They are diligent. They're doing the best job they can as quickly as they can, and appreciate that rather than chastise that.
Prepare for a late night on Tuesday, in other words.
Yeah, I would say it's probably closer to prepare for an early morning on Wednesday.
That may be the case. Jay, best of luck. I know you've got this locked and loaded and ready to go. We appreciate all the information this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.